I've really felt a shift this week. The AI conversation is moving from what can it do to how can we trust it.
That's the key chain. It's no longer just about capability. The bigger question is how these systems should be tested, deployed, monitored, and held accountable as they get more powerful and more embedded in work and daily life.
For years, the excitement has been around performance, better writing, sharper reasoning, stunning images, faster coding, stronger research help.
The usual question was whether a new model could do something better or faster than the last one.
And that framing still matters, but it isn't enough anymore.
Once AI starts touching real tools, data, and workflows, the questions become practical. How should powerful systems be tested before release? Who is responsible when something goes wrong? What safeguards are needed when models connect to business systems, personal data, software, or autonomous actions?
And how do we keep innovation moving without treating safety as an afterthought?
Right. The point is that progress is no longer measured only by what a model can generate.
That's huge because generative AI already helps people draft documents, summarize material, brainstorm, write code, run research, and automate routine tasks.
And AI agents are taking it further, planning steps and interacting with other applications.
Those advances are genuinely promising, but they also change the risk picture.
A chatbot giving an imperfect answer is a limited problem. A system that can access company records, make decisions, send messages, or trigger actions across platforms is a much larger one.
I think that's where people start to feel the stakes.
Exactly. Safety has to be considered at every stage. Training, evaluation, deployment, monitoring, and even retirement.
Because a system can look impressive in a demo and still behave unpredictably in real use.
That's why safety is getting more attention. First, far more people are using AI, so errors, misuse, or unexpected behavior can have a much bigger impact.
Second, the tools are becoming more autonomous.
Systems that plan and act on behalf of users need stronger controls than tools that only generate text or images.
Third, businesses are connecting AI to sensitive information, customer records, financial data, internal documents, proprietary software.
Fourth, public expectations are changing. People want AI to be helpful, reliable, transparent, secure, and accountable.
And fifth, governments and institutions are paying closer attention, so regulation and oversight are becoming part of the conversation.
The important thing is that these concerns do not mean AI development should stop.
They mean we need a more mature approach, where technical capability and responsible deployment move forward together.
Responsible AI development is not just one feature added at the end of a project. It's a set of practices designed to reduce risk and improve accountability.
One of the most important is thorough testing before release.
Models should be tested across a wide range of situations, not just ideal use cases. That includes adversarial prompts, ambiguous instructions, sensitive topics, and attempts to manipulate or bypass the system.
It also means understanding what happens when users make mistakes or try to exploit weaknesses.
Another essential practice is setting clear boundaries and maintaining human oversight.
AI should not get unlimited authority simply because it can complete a task.
High-impact decisions may require human review, approval steps, or strict limits on what an automated system can do. The more consequential the action, the more important oversight becomes.
Security and privacy are just as critical.
AI systems need protection against data leaks, prompt injection, unauthorized access, and other forms of abuse.
Organizations also need to know what information is being sent to an AI service, how it is handled, and who can access the resulting outputs.
Transparency matters too.
People should know when they are talking to an AI system and what its limitations are.
Clear disclosures help users evaluate responses appropriately, rather than assuming confident wording means accuracy.
Then there's regulation, which is becoming unavoidable, but also difficult to design well.
Policymakers need to address real risks without making it impossible for smaller companies, researchers, and new innovators to participate.
Good regulation should encourage responsible development, establish accountability, protect individuals, and give organizations practical standards to follow.
Poor regulation could leave serious risks unaddressed, or create burdens that only the largest technology companies can bear.
The speed of AI makes this especially tricky.
Laws and industry standards can take years, while models and applications can change in months. That's why flexible, risk-based approaches are so important.
For everyday users, this growing focus on safety means using AI more thoughtfully.
Individuals should verify important information, avoid sharing sensitive personal or business data unnecessarily, and be cautious when allowing AI tools to act automatically.
Businesses, too, should create clear internal policies for AI use.
Those policies should cover approved tools, data handling, human review, record keeping, and responsibility when an AI-generated result is wrong.
And training employees is just as important as choosing the right software.
AI providers will also need to show that safety is more than a marketing claim.
Users and organizations will increasingly expect evidence of testing, security controls, monitoring, and responsible incident response.
The broader takeaway is that the future of AI depends on trust.
Capability still matters, but capability without reliability can create frustration, financial loss, privacy problems, and serious real-world harm.
The next phase of AI will be judged not only by what systems can accomplish, but by how safely, transparently, and responsibly they operate.
I think that shift is genuinely positive.
AI safety should not be treated as an obstacle to innovation. It is part of the foundation that allows innovation to last.
As AI becomes more powerful and more deeply integrated into society, responsible development will be essential to ensuring that progress benefits people rather than exposing them to unnecessary risk.